Shalom to the bride of Christ around the world.
Shalom à l'épouse du Christ dans le monde entier.
God bless you wherever you are.
Que Dieu te bénisse n'importe où tu te trouves.
This is Rapture Watch.
L'émission est intitulée Rapture Watch.
Or watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord.
Où nous nous préparons pour la venue prochaine de notre Seigneur.
And we're happy to have you with us.
Nous sommes très heureux de vous avoir avec nous.
There is a common trend.
Il y a quelque chose qui se passe étonnamment.
And the bride of Christ around the world has been observing.
Que l'épouse du Christ dans le monde entier ont observé.
For a while now.
Pendant un long moment.
And that's about the LGBT.
Cela concerne LGBT.
Becoming rampant.
Ça devient très, très, très impressionnant.
Becoming part of the pop culture today.
Ça devient de plus en plus, ça fait partie de la vie quotidienne.
And we have so many people concerned about this.
Et il y a beaucoup de choses, de gens qui sont concernés à ça.
I want you to take a look at these short clips.
Nous voulons que tu prennes une vue concernant cette vidéo très courte.
So that you understand more what we are trying to say.
Pour que tu comprennes ce que nous voulons dire.
Talking about the gay, the homosexual.
Nous parlons de l'homosexualité, de lesbianisme.
Same-sex marriage.
Le mariage du même sexe.
And so on.
Et ainsi va.
I want you to watch these short clips.
Nous voulons que tu regardes cette vidéo, courte vidéo.
And have a little view of what we are talking about.
Pour que tu aies une vue de ce que nous parlons ici.
We'll be right back.
gosta. E eu acho que tem que mudar a cabeça da sociedade, porque estão vindo nas crianças e estão morrendo muita gente por se assumir, por ser homossexual.
Then Paolo and Patrick, please say your vows.
Patrick, from the moment I first saw you and that beautiful smile of yours, I knew you were the one with whom I wanted to share my life. You are the most beautiful, smart, and kind-hearted person I've ever known. You have brought so much joy, love, and dreams into my life. When I first came out, I thought I had to give up on the dream of marrying someone I truly loved. I didn't think it would be ever possible, but here we are, in front of God, our family, and friends. I promise to always love you through all the good times and bad times, through sickness and health. I promise to always be there for you. I look forward to being your husband and growing old with you and watching your eyes light up every time a Britney Spears song comes on. I am completely in love with you, Patrick Jason Thomasy. You are the love of my life. You are my best friend. You are my soulmate.
Paolo, what I know for sure is that my life would be completely different if I hadn't met you. I wouldn't think the same way. My heart would not be quite as open. And my life would definitely not have as much magic in it. I remember the first time that I thought you might actually really be magic. We'd only been together for a couple of months, and we went on a trip to Vegas. And then the next thing I know, I'm on stage singing with Toni Braxton. I mean, that does not happen. It does not happen to me. It does not happen to me. And that is just one thing on a list of unexplainable, beyond my control things that have happened to me since I met you. You're a very, very powerful person. You change lives. You've had such a profound impact on my life, and I am just grateful that I was brave enough not to run away from it. Sometimes I take a step back, like Kim Marie tells us to, and I look at our journey together, and it astounds me. I vow to you today that I will never, ever take you for granted. I vow to you that I will always hold sacred the space for you to be 100% authentically yourself. I vow that I will try to live in the place of us and we instead of I and me, like you want me to. I vow that I will always protect you from those who don't understand you. I will always tell you my truth, and I will express gratitude for every moment we get to spend together. Whether we are struggling or soaring, I will remember that it is all a gift from God. And I also want to say that the magnitude of this moment right now is not lost on me. I am so deeply humbled by the fact that this moment in history allows me to stand at this altar with these priests and marry the man that I love. I think of all the people who never got this chance and those who could not have even dreamed of it. The generations of people who had to spend their lives hiding who they are in fear of discrimination, violence, arrest, or worse, I think of the people who decided enough was enough and fought back at Stonewall, not knowing that it would eventually lead to a day like today. I think of us and our friends marching in the streets in anger when Prop 8 passed. They're in there. And celebrating in the same streets when it was overturned. And I think of the future generations who won't see a day like today as anything more than a joyous occasion instead of a civil rights victory. For me and you to be standing here right now, it feels like a miracle. I vow to treat this miracle with all of the reverence it deserves. It truly is a gift from God.
Wow, this has become a very serious pandemic.
Cela devient une pandémie très sérieuse.
And the bride of Christ around the world are very concerned about this.
Et l'épouse du Christ dans le monde entier est vraiment concernée avec ça.
We'll come back from this short break.
Nous allons revenir avec une courte.
We'll try to understand what this means.
Nous essaierons de comprendre ce que cela veut dire.
We'll be right back.
On revient très bientôt.